Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Me and Nick and Lance may stick around. We shall see. We got us a trade. Nick, what's the trade you saw?
Ngakoue, I believe, is from the Vikings, is heading to the Ravens for a 2022 second round pick, or excuse me, 2021 second round pick and a conditional 2022 fifth round pick.
A second and a fifth for Ngakoue.
Correct. That's what.
Now, he just got there. He worked his way out of Jacksonville by being hateful, and he said ugly things about the owner's son, and got to Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's a bad team, but, man, it just sure didn't take long for them to get over Ngakoue. I'm not sure. I don't know that that guy's a great locker room guy. But there, you know, you see, you got a second-rounder in 21 and a fifth, a second and a fifth for that guy. Is he a better pickup than J.J. Watt?
And he's the guy who called the son, like, spoiled on, like, yeah, on like Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
he said some ugly stuff about the owner's son.
Well, maybe that's why he got traded. I mean, I assume they didn't care for him. If you can get him on a deal, and maybe that's how the Ravens are looking at that situation. I don't know if you look at him as a situation with value, but I believe when he was with the Jaguars, they placed the franchise tag on him, and he had like $18 million. I don't know if anywhere close to that number is what he's worth right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to live up to that, first of all. Secondly, especially, I guess he's, I mean, there is, you know, it's immediate flashing when you work your way out of one place and then you're traded six games into the other place. That just tells you that is not – there's something wrong with that dude.
He didn't even honor a six-month lease, people are saying on Twitter.
Yeah, right. How about that? How about that? That's interesting, though. That'll give you an idea of what guys are worth right now and what you can get for them. And Ngakoue is one of the better pass rushers in the NFL. And he's a second and a fifth.
So then there is teams that might pay $18 million for him then.
Yeah.
Or think he's worth that money.
Well, the Ravens need some help there on their defensive line. And they need, they need to get to the quarterback more. I think they showed against Kansas City that they got to be bullier. You know, they got to be tougher. And Ngakoue will bring that's for sure.
And I think that's a better situation for him. Wouldn't he rather be on the Ravens and the Vikings anyway? They have the Cousins situation at quarterback. People are calling each other out. At least they did that last year with Adam Thielen. So I think he's probably in a better – he might be in a better situation.
Well, anytime you're going to a team that can contend for the AFC versus a 1-5 Vikings team, yes. And from there, from Jacksonville, which is even worse than a 1-5 Vikings team, I mean, talk about terrible. I mean, much better situation. Anything's a better situation than 1-5 Houston or 1-5 Minnesota or 1-5 anywhere. Anywhere's a better situation. And, you know, I don't like to, you know, I like that Deshaun is stepping up and being a leader and saying, we ain't doing that. We ain't trading nobody. Those guys are going to be here. We're all in this together, blah, blah, blah. That's all fine and good. But it's not the smart way to go about this thing. When you're 1-5 and you can get something for somebody and you can better your football team for the future, then you do it because this year's shot. This year's over.
I was listening to you and Lance talk about that too. Yeah, and I think we should do that here in Houston with the Texans. But I was kind of surprised. Lance doesn't think J.J. Watt could get you can't get a second round for J.J. Watt? A first round, I feel like that's a reach. But a second round, you don't think you can get a second round for J.J.?
Does this for Ngakoue change his mind? You got a year left at a lot of money. JJ is going to make 18 next year, I believe.
I believe it's 18, yeah.
18 in that neighborhood next year, plus you're paying him off for the rest of this year. Maybe if the Texans pick up some of the money, maybe. But J.J. Watt is still playing at a high level. J.J. Watt can certainly help a football team. The 49ers losing all, they lost a lot of defensive line help. They're still a contender despite what the Dolphins did to him a couple of weeks ago.
I'm just not sure if I'm giving up J.J. Watt for a third-round pick is what I'm saying. I just don't know if I want to do that, even if he doesn't have that much gas left in the tank. You get what I'm saying? Like, do you still make that move for a third-rounder if you're trying to get your draft picks back, if you're trying to salvage everything that Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby did? I mean, I don't think a third round is worthy enough.
No. I think a second rounder, but if you're the Texans and you get a second rounder, now it's going to be a good team, so it's going to be a pick that's, you know, around 50-something or 60 in that neighborhood. Okay. Because if I'm not a good team, why would I give up a second rounder for J.J. Watt, right?
Right.
So a second rounder is going to be a late pick. But you know what, J.J., you're giving J.J. a chance to go win somewhere. You know, you could make an argument, oh, you wouldn't do that to J.J. Well, keeping him here is even worse, isn't it? I mean, you've wasted the majority of his career.
Yeah, would it still be a waste if you keep him at the tail end of his career, though? I mean,
what I'm saying. Yeah, you're wasting his career.
Yeah. Well, and
you're doing him a favor by sending him to a winning organization where he's got a chance to win big, because that's all he cares about. His press conference yesterday, I don't think I've ever seen J.J. as curt as he was yesterday. His answers as short as they were. And as you know, well, I'm sure he's none too pleased with 1-5 and the direction of this organization. But if you say, well, you can't do that to J.J., that's garbage. If I'm J.J. and you send me to the Chiefs or the 49ers
or the Packers,
yeah, you send me up to Green Bay to go back home and be on a 4-1 football team. Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the 49ers is interesting. I said the Packers only because of his Wisconsin, him being from Wisconsin. The 49ers is interesting. And there's some teams where I feel like if you did trade him to, I don't think J.J. Watt would be incredibly upset outside the crazy fanatic that might be upset. I don't think J.J. would be incredibly upset at all. I like the Packers, even though they're not in their best situation right now. Aaron Rodgers obviously had a terrible game and had a real bad game last week, but I mean, any of those teams that you mentioned, if you can get some draft picks, I'm all for it. Because it is interesting to see what the new regime can do in terms of what they can do at the NFL draft and how they can handle this roster. Because I don't know how much faith. You seem to have more faith than Lance, though, with Easterby.
Not Easterby so much. But not Easterby so much, but and I can't pronounce his name. I don't know. I've never met him. I don't care. As long as it's not Easterby. This I liken this to somewhat to, I was up in Green Bay when they acquired in free agency, they acquired Reggie White. God told Reggie White to go play for the Packers because he could help in the community when there's like three African Americans in Green Bay. But okay, but he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years into his career when he got up to Green Bay. He was, on the downside of his career. I don't know that he played 6 years in Green Bay. So I don't know if JJ's got 6 years left. He might. JJ might have six years left.
That's a bit of I feel like a couple or maybe three or four.
The difference is that Reggie never missed any games. And in his third year in the league, he missed 4. And in his rookie year, he played 13, but he only started 12. Reggie White just didn't miss games. He missed 1 game over the last, 9, 10 years of his career. He missed 1 game. And J.J.'s missed a boatload. So that's the difference in the two of them. But, J.J.'s still playing good football. J.J. could help a team. J.J. could help the Packers. A second-round pick for them to help put them over the top defensively. And they should certainly help. They could use J.J. Watt help defensively.
No, he's an asset on any team right now. But that's why I think a third-round pick would be too much of a reach. I don't think you can.
No. You got to get a second for him.
Second at the very minimum.
Yeah. And then it's not worth it for the Texans to just get a third. It's just not. It's not worth it. You just grin and bear it with him here, and you still got J.J. Watt, and you build his statue out here, and he retires a Texan, and all is good, and everybody's kumbaya. and it's J.J. Watt and raise money, and next flood we have, then J.J. Watt is here for us and saves us, and he saves the city again.
Well, when you alluded to that last time, you made it seem like he had all the cash. He raised all the cash, but he can keep it.
I don't know where it is. I didn't get any of it. Did you get any of it?
I mean, the city got it, right?
I don't know who got it. I didn't get it.
What, you don't think J.J. Watt is an honest human being, John Granato?
I didn't say that. I just said I didn't get any of it. That's all.
It wasn't supposed to go to you. It wasn't supposed to go. It was supposed to go to the city.
I don't know who got it. I know I didn't. That's all.
Okay.
That's all I'm worried about is what did I get? Nothing. Thanks for nothing. Raised all that money, and I didn't get nothing. Time to talk about, well, you know what I did get? I got my grill from Texas Star Grill Shop, and you can get yours too. It's the fall sale going on right now. Here's the difference between, okay, so you go to a box store and you get your grill, and I don't know what they're charging there. I know that they don't have the selection. I don't know that they don't have the quality. It's basically you're just going to the box store. You're going to Sam's. You're going to Costco, and you're picking up a grill, and they're fine. I'm sure they're fine. But then they go, okay, here's your grill. Well, wait. I don't have a truck. Well, I don't know. We don't deliver it. Well, wait. I don't install. I don't know how to hook up the gas and do all. I don't know how to install. Okay, well, we don't do that. At Texas Star Grill Shop, they do all that. Free installation and free delivery. So this is something that is outstanding. Outstanding. And the selection and the price, everything about it. You can go low there. And you can, but here's the hardest thing when you go there, because I went there a few weeks ago and I got mine. Hardest thing is picking the grill, because there's so many to choose from, because the prices are so great, because you're like, oh my goodness, this is very difficult. I thought I'd go in there, yeah, just give me that grill. No, it's very difficult because there are so many great grills to choose from. And if you're looking for that grill, there's only one place to go with free delivery and installation. It's Texas Star Grill Shop. Three locations, at 59 and Shepherd, in Spring, in Katy, and they're building a new one, as a matter of fact, and that's opening up soon, too. TexasStarGrillShop.com. You're looking for that grill? TexasStarGrillShop.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
AJ's joining us now just to hang out. He just doesn't get enough airtime. Well, he only does 3 hours a day. I mean,
he's plugging in his headset right now. So
how lazy.
Make fun of him.
I work my ass off every day, 4 hours. And then I do sports map videos. AJ, just 3 hours a day. I don't know how he lives with himself.
You doing a sports map video today?
No, I'm kind of wearing down right now.
Oh, okay. I always do the sports map video with you, right?
Right.
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 Yeah, I only work 3 hours a day. You're right.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
That's it.
So he's probably feeling guilty. He said, let me come.
Yeah, normally I get here at 3:55 to do my show, but today I was like, you know what? I'll come help John out.
Right. How about that?
Yeah.
That's about damn time.
Yeah.
Did something.
But you were saying he didn't trust me. Like, how do you know?
Right. He doesn't trust
me. How do you know
me?
AJ didn't trust you, John? How do you know it was
That's
me that
That's mostly what it was. There's one person I hear wearing down the stretch here. John's like Zach Greinke. Started real strong, and then, like, you get to the end of the season, it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Can we run John out there for the 10 o'clock hour?
You mean, when AJ pulled him and he should have kept him in?
Well,
okay.
Maybe.
See, that's the manager doesn't have trust in his guys when he shouldn't be going out there with a hook. He should be just letting the guy just stay in the dugout, manager.
Let him out there waving in the wind.
Stay in the dugout, manager. Okay.
Are you even watching the World Series? Do you care?
I was just going to say, we have not even mentioned it today.
I noticed.
We've not even mentioned that the Rays won last night.
Yeah, my son is he just loves baseball, so he wants to watch no matter what. So the last couple nights I've sat down and watched with him. It is hard to get into baseball. Like football, you could put any two random football teams on and I'll watch that game and I won't have any problem. With baseball, if I don't have a rooting interest, like it's hard for me to sit down for 9 innings and watch that stuff.
Well, it's hard for me because I don't want to see the Dodgers. If they do anything well, I'll be disgusted.
Well,
and you know what? I'll just turn it off.
Well, if you watched game one, you would have been really disgusted because they're pretty damn good at sports.
No, well, they weren't as good yesterday.
No, not as good yesterday.
But they had some guy named Gonsolin, Tony Gonsolin, on the mound, and he lasted 4 outs.
Yeah.
How about a World Series starter lasted 4 outs?
Well, I think that was the plan. They had like a bullpen game
right.
going. It's not like none of those guys got beat up early on. They didn't really start getting beat up until they got to the Dustin Mays and Joe Kelly's. And then those guys started getting beat up a little bit.
Tommy Lasorda is rolling over in his grave saying, is he dead?
I don't think so. I don't think so. He's just fat.
Whatever. He's rolling over in his fat. And he is saying, what the – we got a bullpen game for game two of the World Series? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and the Dodgers, I thought the Dodgers had like 7 starting pitchers at the beginning of the season. And
yeah, they got Skinny Trey, who they brought in the 4th inning instead of starting him. He's a starting pitcher.
Listen, I'm not the manager of the Dodgers. I don't know why they're doing the things the way they are, but it didn't work. It's probably the last bullpen game they'll throw in this series would be my guess.
Yeah. Honestly, when you look at Dustin May, do you not go, oh, my God, Skinny Trey?
Oh, man, he got the business on Twitter. It was nothing but Carrot Top jokes on Twitter all night.
So. I mean, Trey looks like Carrot Top if Carrot Top let himself go.
Right.
Like,
right.
Carrot Dustin, Top is, like, yoked.
No, but Dustin May literally looks like Skinny Trey.
But a giant. He's very tall.
Yeah.
You know, Trey is built like he's built like Grimace from the McDonald's commercial. He's like a gumdrop. Trey's built like a gumdrop. Dustin May is a very long, skinny guy. Yeah, but they do look very similar, yeah.
Which is why how Trey looks is why I highly doubt that Roger Staubach is his dad. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
There might even be proof of a hotel bill and, you know, no condom. There could be a video, and I would still say there is zero chance Roger Staubach is Trey's dad.
Well, I always say if you buy someone a bike, you're probably their dad. So, like, Roger Staubach bought Trey a bike. You bought Gilbert a bike. You're probably Gilbert's dad. Like,
Except Gilbert and I think are the same age.
Well,
so
you got started early.
Difficult.
You were in the animals. You were doing gangster stuff.
Well, you never know. You never know. I always ask Dell where his mom was back in the 80s.
You said
in the late 80s or whenever he was
what
born.
Said.
If his mom was in the Chicago area. He doesn't like that too much.
I can't imagine that he does.
No, because I could be his daddy.
You could be.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what would he like even less? You could be his stepdad. You could marry his mom now.
Oh, I can't because I am married.
Yeah, but
right?
It'd be worth leaving Wendy to be Dell's stepdad. That I mean, for the bit, right?
Oh, just
for the
to
radio
boss
bit.
Him around?
Yeah, for the radio bit.
And
be like, Dell, clean your room.
Make me doctor's appointments. That's
yeah.
what his dad does
yeah.
now. Yeah. I'd be his stepdad. Make me doctor appointment and take me to the proctologist.
Yeah, I need you to drive me around, Dell.
Yeah.
And Dell's like, I don't want to leave the house. Do what I say.
That's right.
Do what I say.
I'm your dad. You're damn right.
Yeah.
It's worth
a bit.
It is. I don't think it's
Sorry,
worth
Wendy.
Getting divorced from Wendy.
Listen, Wendy, we had a good run, but I've got a really good radio bit coming up.
We can
remarry down the road, but just for now,
don't you think this is funny, honey?
Yeah. If you don't think it's funny now, once you hear the bit, you'll understand.
You just got to imagine it. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Picture this, and then picture you know, me bringing Dell back to our house when we remarry, or like we'll keep sleeping together, and then Dell will find out and tell his mom that Mr. John is sleeping with his, and that's the other, he'll have to call you Mr. John now. He won't just be able to call you John anymore because he'll have to show some respect. He'll say, Mr. John was back with his ex-wife, and Dell's mom will yell at you. I it's going to be a great bit.
Oh, I don't think Wendy's going to appreciate that bit, but okay. We can try it.
It's worth a shot.
I'm not sure Dell is all in on this bit either. But we'll see. We'll talk to his mom.
I mean,
we'll
do you remember out. The time I mean, when I convinced Frankie to walk into the studio with me and tell you that we were together now?
Yeah.
She wasn't really excited about the bit. She didn't want to hold my hand and walk in the studio.
But it was a good bit.
But it was for the bit, and it worked. It was a good bit.
In hindsight, really
it was fun. Yeah, Frankie was here at the studio, and John was in the studio, and Frankie and I walked in holding hands, and she said, Dad, I have to tell you something. We're together now.
Only AJ would pull something like
it
that.
It was really funny. I don't think she was excited, but once she realized that it was funny, it was all worth it.
I didn't think it was great, but listen, you brought Trey's mom into the studio. We'll bring Dell's mom into the studio.
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be great?
You
want
to bring her to happy hour?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Dell's mom.
I could interview her?
At happy hour.
Oh, okay? That would be good.
All right. That, to me, is spectacular
radio. I honestly feel like everybody at the station, their moms should take turns doing happy hour and letting me interview them.
That's
a great idea, honestly.
Wait, I honestly feel like no one will do that.
You think
asking,
the A-team's doing that? You think Sterner and Show are doing that? No.
No. They're not doing – no. You know
why? Because they're lazy.
No, I think because you shouldn't do that. But I think it's a good decision. Well, I think they're making good decisions over there. Okay.
Well, when I interviewed Trey's mom, did you laugh?
I felt uncomfortable.
Did you laugh?
I felt a little uncomfortable.
Sometimes feeling uncomfortable makes you laugh.
Well, right. It's like The Office. You guys were Michael Scott making me feel uncomfortable. Okay. I felt like.
She was cool about it, man. It was fun. It was fun. I thought it was a great interview.
My favorite part is that, like, her boyfriend now, he looks down at her tramp stamp and it says Doug.
Oh.
You never thought to get that removed, huh? He's never mentioned it? He's like, no, I guess he hasn't. Huh. He probably doesn't think about it at all. Oh. Not one little bit.
Oh, well. I'm where I want to be. It doesn't matter what it says. I don't care. Okay. I'm where I want to be.
It says Doug's house. And it's like, wait a minute.
As long as it doesn't say Joe Tiger. What's his name?
Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's not where I want to be.
No.
Where that dude had Joe Exotic. Time to talk right now about Coors Light. Okay. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. The world's most refreshing beer. And if you're looking for chill, if you're looking for the official beer of chill, if you're looking for the Blue Mountains, if you're looking for and this is the deal, it can't be more refreshing, I'm telling you. And that's what I'm looking for in a beer, okay? When I'm drinking a beer, I want it to be refreshing. I don't want it to be where I feel like I'm drinking motor oil, all of these different beers that AJ and people like him like. I mean, it's like, what the? It's bitter and terrible. No, I want refreshing with my beer. And you know what? Then we can throw down about 10, 20, 30. Why are we going to limit ourselves? We can do whatever we want. But here's the deal. It's the official beer of everything that you're doing. If you're going to play golf, if you're going to watch games, if you're going to whatever you're going to do, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Grab one, grab 10, grab however many you need. It's Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. Del is not here. He is, I think he's driving his dad around today. He had to drive his dad around today.
His dad had a doctor's thing or something.
Yeah, his dad had a doctor's thing, and Dell drives him around, and then his dad brings him to Home Depot, and he deports him. So we're not
sure. Is that really going to happen? Do I need to find a permanent replacement for him?
You could. I don't know. It's the last time Dell's dad brought his brother to a Home Depot, that was it. No one saw him again. So
gone.
That's it. And you know what?
Is anyone concerned that maybe he tried to use Dell's brother as a day laborer and he got murdered by a serial killer?
Well, I don't. No one knows
possible.
That.
It's possible.
He was never heard from again.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities out there.
They should probably call the police.
But if that happened to Dell, you know what? No one would. I don't know that anyone would care.
Nick would. Nick had to get up early as hell this morning.
Oh,
you think he wants to do that again tomorrow?
Nick, you want to do that again tomorrow?
If he's gone, I guess I have to. But where's he going to get deported to? Nigeria?
I thought Dell's from Florida.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying in the last era, that Dell would be deported to Nigeria.
I thought, isn't Dell from Florida?
Dell is
Florida
from,
or Cali,
originally
right?
California.
So he was born in California?
He was born in California.
I don't think you can deport people born in California to Nigeria.
Yeah. Well, we could try.
I feel like I have a better chance of being deported to Nigeria.
Yeah, Nick has a much better chance of being deported. Nick is he's the African American at the station.
You can try. Why? Okay, you already poo-pooing the idea.
I mean,
to me, it sounds like a solid plan.
Why would Dell's dad get him deported? Who would he have to drive him around?
Maybe Nick can take that over.
Listen, okay? Nick's not an Uber driver.
Nick, I mean, so you fill in for Dell. Instead of filling in for Dell, you could fill in his dad's
and
driver.
And then what? So Nick is going to – what happens next time Dell's dad needs an appointment in the morning?
Nick's got to set it up.
I'll take you to your appointment, but then no one will be here to run the show, John.
I mean, if anybody needs to step up, it would have to be Granato, considering he's known Dell longer, aren't you guys?
True.
Yeah.
And maybe going to be his stepdad?
Yeah.
Well,
you want to get in good with
if
mom?
If I'm his stepdad, then I can take that. You know what? I can take that over, okay?
All right.
If I'm his stepdad,
you'll come in here and run the board.
Man, that would be – you want to talk about a tangled web.
Oh.
I'm Dell's stepdad with his ex-wife, now married to her, and driving him around, making his appointments. Boy, that would be
romantic.
I'm deep
romantic.
In this thing now.
That's what Dell's mom would say. That's romantic of you, John.
You talk about getting deep into Dell's world,
right?
Okay?
And guess what would be happening while you were doing all that? Dell's mom would be at home watching the news with Wendy. Maybe instead of being stepdads, you guys could just be swingers. You guys could buddy couple it, and then that way Dell will kind of be your stepdad, but not legally.
Yeah, I don't. I'll talk to Wen about it, but okay, it's a suggestion.
Yeah,
I'll talk to Wen. We'll see where she is on that. Okay, I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you. On
I
that
feel
one.
Like that conversation won't go very well.
No. You want to what now? What now, idiot? What do you want to do? don't think that. That hasn't.
Don't think John hasn't tried to set up swinging with another couple. All right, buddy. I already know how this goes.
I got shot down on this before. All right, I know this ain't going well. Looking up news, there's some weird news out there, boys. For next segment, we got that going on. But where are you on the Texans making? Okay, AJ, I don't know if you guys are going to hit this.
I thought we were
going to
throw shade.
Oh, today's Throw Shade Thursday. We missed it.
We didn't do that.
What the hell?
Nick, aren't you the producer?
You got one job, Nick.
Let's do it now, or let's do it next segment.
Should we throw shade next segment?
I mean, I feel like it's...
What's more important to this show, Throw Shade Thursday or News of the Weird?
Oh, my God. Like, we missed Throw Shade, and Art didn't even say anything.
I know. Was anybody clamoring for it?
You know what?
The world was.
The world is clamoring for Throw Shade Thursday. We missed Throw Shade Thursday because of Dell.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll do Throw Shade Thursday tomorrow.
Well, it's Friday. You can't do that.
Well, if you guys can do it, heck, you guys can get drunk the whole show.
We can drunk Friday. For 1 hour.
Well, you tell me that there's no lingering effects?
For Fred, there is. It's starting to get that way for Fred.
Fred looks scared at the
By the end of happy hour, he's like, and really, it's not the end of happy hour. By 6 o'clock, like an hour after happy hour ends, Fred starts dragging ass. It's like, oh boy, it's really hitting him. Yeah.
Fred, it's 3 hours. I'm sure you can get through it.
Okay? I mean, he powers through. He powers through.
Thanks, Fred. Okay? 3 hours. We can get through this, I'm pretty sure.
Well, Nick was going to throw shade at Dell anyway, so that's, we already know that was going to happen.
That's standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw shade at Lance for texting me at like 6 o'clock in the morning, and then he's
six. It was like 4:30. Yeah.
And then he's like, well, I'm going to lay down for a little while, and then if I feel better, I might do the show. It's like, what the hell am I supposed to do with that?
No, and by the way, you just woke us all up
telling
us that you're sick. Now we're sick because we didn't get any sleep.
Jeez.
Okay? Oh, my God. Anyway, we got, you know what? Let's start News of the Weird early.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, you want to just hit the break now, and then we'll come back, and we'll wrap it up?
Well, you want to do the whole thing? Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's do break that. Now. And we'll do a long News of the Weird coming right next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 10:42. This is our final segment of the show, and it's News of the Weird. We'll do Throw Shade Thursday on Friday. It'll be Throw Shade Fire Shade Friday. That's what we're going to do. Fire
Fling Shade.
Shade.
Fling Shade Friday.
Fling Shade Friday.
Yeah, it's like throwing, but you're flinging it.
Oh, you know what? Marge Champion, 101 years old. She served as the real life model for Snow White. She died at 101 years old. She was the model for the cartoon Snow White.
Good for her.
Yeah, she lasted until 101.
101, yeah.
Yeah, she was going pretty good.
How long are you wanting to last? Like, you got a goal number set?
You know, I've changed. When I was young, I didn't think I'd last past 40.
Okay.
And I thought, I don't want to be old. But, you know, now that you're getting up there, I'm like, I don't really want to go anywhere.
I think like 70. When I get to 70, I just want to die peacefully in my
sleep. And when you're 70, you're going to go, nah, I can do 80.
Yeah, but what happens if I
like 70 is the new 60.
What if I start pooping my pants and stuff? You don't want to be around for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't poop your pants at 70. Good Lord.
Well, I don't know what it's going to be like at 70, John.
What are you talking about? You can hold your bowel. You hold your bowel movements now till you get to where your baby wipes.
Yeah, I'm a strong young man now.
I'm pretty sure you'll be able to hold it till you get to your baby wipes when you're older.
One day that won't work.
Well, so maybe you'll have to poop at the office. That'll be fine.
Oh, no. That's never fine. Not here.
Then you will poop yourself.
You ever pooped here, John?
What?
You pooped here before?
I have pooped there, yes. If you got to poop, you got to poop. That's all you can do. What are you going to do?
You feel good about it?
No, I don't feel, but I don't go to sleep at night going, you know, I shouldn't have pooped there.
I always, like, I can't even imagine what it would feel like. I did have to poop here once, and it was a disaster.
Once.
It was, it was years ago, but it was like, because it was an emergency. I had some really spicy wings at lunch, and it was like, well, can't hold it. It's got to go. But it was, I regret it.
No, it's okay. You'll get over it. If that's one of your biggest regrets in life, you're leading a pretty good life.
Honestly, this bathroom is what started coronavirus. Do you know that? They try to, like, our bathroom is a wet market. That's what it is, basically.
It's
a Chinese wet market.
No, it did not start.
I saw someone eating a bat in the bathroom.
Gao Wuhan, China.
Yes.
Okay.
Someone was eating raccoons in the bathroom there, and that's where it started.
Would you do this? A Swiss couple has named their baby daughter Twiffia.
I don't think I would do that.
They named her after the internet startup TwiFi, and they won themselves 18 years of free Wi-Fi internet. What would you name your kid after that you could get 18 years while they are living in your home? What would you name your kid after? How about Big Mac?
No.
How about, hey Chick-fil-A? How about that? Would you name your kid Chick-fil-A?
I would name him Whataburney.
Whataburney?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That would
be sweet to get 18 years of that. How about Xfinity? I'm going to call Xfinity Granado.
That's a lot of money you'd be saving.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money you'd be saving. That's even better than Chick-fil-A.
I think a lot of people have tried that, like, because there's a lot of strippers named Mercedes, and I think all their dads were trying to get that same deal, and it usually doesn't work. Usually it just means your daughter's going to be a stripper. You don't get a free car.
No. Yeah, would you name your kid Ford?
No.
Ford?
No.
Negative.
What? Really? If you got a free car?
No.
No.
Oh, Ford Granado? Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm certainly not naming him Chevy. Hey, Chevy.
But I guess Chevy Chase, that works for him.
Yeah.
Yeah? No, it worked for Chevy Chase.
Chevy Granado probably wouldn't work as well.
Pornhubica?
I premium is free right now anyway, John. You'd be getting ripped off.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need that. Phil Collins says his ex-wife used armed guards to stage an occupation and takeover of his $33 million Miami mansion.
I'd say their marriage isn't going great.
Do you think that their marriage is in trouble?
Yeah, that seems like, I don't know if that's grounds for divorce, but it's definitely, they probably need counseling at best.
At best. Interesting that you would do that. There's a trailer park. Trailer park tenants say the landlord sends note implying a vote for Biden is a vote for increased rent. Do you think that if you vote for Biden, that you should pay higher rent?
I hope not. That would
what
be
mean?
That'd be. I mean, I don't think people should have to pay higher rent. That wouldn't be good.
Well, I think that's a pretty good way to get President Trump elected again.
That's true,
right?
I mean, that's. Did you see this? There's. Can I give some stories?
Mm-hmm.
It's a similar story. This school owner, like it was in Georgia, they've got like a Montessori school, and the guy who owns the school laid off all his employees during coronavirus. And then they got that relief bill, which was $600 a week for unemployed workers. Well, when he hired them back, he said, listen, all the money you got from the government that's more than the wages I was paying you, you have to give to me. We're going to just take it out of your future checks. Mm. And some people actually did it. And some people were just like, no, we're just going to quit because the unemployment was more money than what they were making. But yeah, this guy didn't. I mean, it wasn't any of his money, but he tried to get it back.
Well, that sounds like he's industrious to me.
It kind of does, but now he doesn't have a staff. And then this is my favorite one, and I'm glad I was here for News of the Weird. Wayne Coventry is dead, and he dialed 999, which is in Britain is like 911. To report that his partner, Cordelia Farrell, had bitten him on the testicles.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, our relationship is getting toxic. Getting toxic?
Getting?
He says, it's getting worse and worse, and one of us is going to end up dead.
And he ended up dead.
Yeah, just a month later, she stabbed him to death.
Yes, I got that story here, too.
Yeah. By the way, cleared of murder. She didn't get locked up for murder. They manslaughter. You can't accidentally stab someone multiple times. Like, okay, one time I fell down. I was holding a kitchen knife and I was cooking. I was trying to make him a nice dinner and I fell and I stabbed him and he died. Okay, you stab him six times? That's not on accident. That's what manslaughter is supposed to be saved for.
That seems to me like she is a bit aggressive, a little too aggressive, what with the biting of the testicles and the stabbings. I don't know. To me, she doesn't sound like she's stable.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, apparently the biting of testicles, that happened more than once.
Oh, no. Like, no. Let me ask you this. This guy, that he ever saw her again, this is on him.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, if
the first time she does that, it's over.
If Wendy bit your testicles tonight hard enough that you had to call 911, would you divorce her and marry Dell's mom?
There is no one in the world that I would be around after they did that. There's no one in the world.
Good. You know why? Because you're a brave man. You stand up for yourself.
I kind of have a feeling that you are an unstable person, okay?
Me?
And you might stab me 6 times. Okay.
Oh, you're talking about Wendy.
Bit my testicle.
You're talking about Wendy, not me.
No,
I've never even been. I've never been around your testicles.
Henrico, Virginia, a crematorium off Mechanicsville Turnpike caught fire Wednesday afternoon as an employee was cremating a 500-pound body.
Oh, they say that like really fat people are hard to cremate because their fat like pops and sizzles and like will cause the fat will. Cause flames to burst out. So it is difficult. So if you're thinking about there's really no good way to do it. Like, I would say fat people should just get buried, but then it's like you're taking up a lot of space in the earth, and there's only so much ground we've got. So maybe you should get cremated, but then you're causing fires. So I don't know what to tell morbidly obese people how they should be taken care of after death.
If I'm going to I'm just going to build a bigger furnace. I don't know.
Maybe we should just roll them off a boat and let sharks eat them.
Oh, God. That's, just because you're morbidly.
John, no, we would pray first, and it'd be like a service.
And then they did the Saddam anyway?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and then we'd just say, okay, well, we're giving back to the world, and the sharks and the whales would eat him, and then, the circle of life.
Five rappers are in trouble. Five rappers. Nafla, Loopy, Owen, Blue, and Young West. You know them, Nick?
Nick
no,
knows
I
him.
Do not.
Yes, that's the that's a famous Egyptian rap group, Menudo.
Yeah.
They're a hip-hop label, M-Kit Rain. Well, they're in trouble because they were caught smoking marijuana in the recording studio in August and September last year. Police searched the label's headquarters at the time. It took hair and urine samples from Nafla and Loopy to test their drug use, and the test came back positive for marijuana.
Is this in Singapore? Where did this happen?
I just saw a picture of the rappers. They don't look like they're from here.
That can't Seoul. Be America.
They're in Seoul.
Okay. Yeah. There's everybody. Everybody's scared of weed in other places.
Well. It shouldn't be that scary.
I mean,
do
we
you
kinda
think
here.
That our rappers here should stop smoking weed because there's a chance that they could get arrested, like the Soul?
I think it's a concern.
Can you imagine rappers getting arrested for smoking weed?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, John, if you have a Coors Light, we're going to arrest you.
Oh, what's next? Like, rock stars can't do cocaine and heroin anymore.
Right.
Like, yeah, some stuff's just built into the job, okay?
That's right. It's exactly what it is. That's part of the job.
Yeah.
If I don't smoke weed, I can't be a rapper.
Yeah. Oh, you're a radio host, but you can't do methamphetamines anymore. Oh, yeah? How am I supposed to get up really early for the morning show if I don't smoke a little bit of meth?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. So a Los Angeles woman is in a little bit of trouble. Apparently, she hit a patrol car with the meth that she tossed out her car window. Do you think you should look to see if there's a cop next to you before you throw your meth out the window?
Well, I would assume she did. Otherwise, why would she throw the meth out the window?
Well, maybe there was one behind. I don't know, right?
That's a tough call.
Yeah.
That's a tough call. I saw a police chase yesterday. One thing happened, and I've been saying this for a long time. We often give police chase play-by-play on our show, and I always tell people the best way to get away in a police chase is going to a parking garage.
Right.
And somebody actually did it and got away. He lost the cops. One way that's not an easy way to get away from the cops is some high school girls stole a school bus. And there was like 9 cop cars following this school bus. It was going like 65 miles an hour and running into cars and things like that.
Oh.
And the girls were like TikTok videoing while they were driving the school bus. That's you're not going to get away from the cops with that.
How about this one? In Los Angeles, He's in the middle of a police chase, and he stopped for gas.
Did he say timeout? If you call timeout, you can do that.
He managed to stop at a gas station and fill up, apparently getting the cash discount, too.
Damn.
I mean, wait a minute. What now?
They didn't catch him?
No. No, apparently, well, I think they might have called.
That's bad police
work,
I'm just
gonna be
honest. But
they've got the helicopter video of him getting out of the car, getting the cash discount, putting in a and filling up with gas.
How many gallons? Did he fill up? Did he top it off?
Well, he ran into the store. Apparently, he didn't put his credit card in. He ran into the store, paid, and then ran out as it was. Oh my gosh!
Did he get a drink to stay hydrated or some cigarettes? Like,
well, I would have picked up some smokes too.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, if you're going down, you got to go down with some smokes in your pocket.
How can you? I mean, they've got the video of the helicopter video of him filling up, and he's looking around, and he's just dum da dum da dum.
That's shoddy police work.
Glendora police. You can listen if you want to commit a crime, go to Glendora because they are stupid there.
Well, you're not allowed to say that.
All right, we're done. I don't care. It's California.
Oh, okay.
We're done. If we appreciate AJ. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for coming in.
Throw some Mitchell shade.
Unless Dell got deported, he'll be back tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5. The Press Box is next. Y'all have a great day.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!